Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarane. So I must admit that as I was listening to my husband speaking and he told that story about Lota Baba and how long he has been waiting, I felt a little scared, because there's certainly a part of me that is aware that at some particular point Krishna leaves Vrindavan. And when he leaves Vrindavan, everyone becomes very sad. So I don't like to think about that so much. But what struck me, as soon as I thought that, the very next moment I remembered the kindness and the wonderful friendliness of Giriraj. Maharaj spoke so nicely in the beginning by explaining to us how we should remain somewhat conscious all the time. We should open the eyes of our consciousness, and that we will get subtle hints while we hear of Krishna's mercy. And I particularly find that I get subtle hints of Giriraj's mercy, because if you notice, he's very prominent all the way around. We walk all the way around and he remains by our side the whole way. So I think of Govardhan as the home of my soul. It's not the home of my body, but it's the home of my soul. And just as in the home, we generally, of course, in this age, we have all kinds of horrible things happen at home. But in the ideal example, at home you meet with friendliness, love, care, and so forth. So it has been my experience that Giriraj is actually full of kindness, and that any lesson that we have, it is never given with out of anger or fear. So we should not be fearful that we're here in this place, I have to be very good, I have to be very careful, I have to do this, do that, I don't know how I should do these things. But actually, as Maharaj so nicely said, it's as if we just, in one sense, in a very subtle way, we have to relax. Not that we go through the door of the Google Maps, not quite like that, because doing that means you won't even think that you're anywhere near Giriraj. You'll simply be in the world of your mind. But we need to feel that we're safe here. We're safe, and Krishna is always taking care. And as Maharaj said also, he will give you subtle hints. This morning I was in my room, I was preparing for the class, and I looked out the window and I could see Govardhan Hill, and I didn't see Radha and Krishna, but I saw dogs and pigs and trees and monkeys and one or two Nilgaya on top of the hill, and the trees were shaking and dusty and so forth. And I was thinking, there must be something that I'm supposed to see right now. And then I saw one dog, a rather young dog. He was quite attractive. He almost looked like a pet dog. And he was marching behind four or five other dogs, and he was the last one. And they all marched on across the hill, and he stopped. He stopped at the bottom of a tree just out here. And in the tree was a little monkey playing. And the monkey was swinging and doing what monkeys do. And the dog was sort of naively, innocently looking at the monkey. In fact, he really wasn't attending too much to the monkey. And all of a sudden, boom, over here came this big monkey. You know the ones that shake the trees out there? The ones that look like they've come straight from the gym? The monkey was sitting right there, and the dog was just looking up at the tree and the baby monkey and relaxing. And this big monkey started going, really loudly and really aggressively. And the dog just turned around and looked at the monkey. And he didn't pay him any attention, because he really was a different species and he had a different reason to be there. He was in his own world. And then the monkey started to calm down because the dog wasn't paying any attention. And then the little monkey that was playing up there, it slowly swung away, and the dog trotted up the hill in a calm, peaceful manner, and the other monkey disappeared back into the environment, hiding behind one of the bushes. And I thought, just then I learned something. And then I came out to answer a phone call, and I was looking up on the other side of the Bal Krishna Bhavan, and I saw up there the chokidar, who keeps away the monkeys. And if you stay here for a few days, you'll learn monkey language. And it's a very ugly language. And in the morning, around breakfast time, this chokidar, he's making these horrible sounds. And he has a big, big stick, like almost twice as big as himself. And he's banging it on the ground all the time. And there's one on both sides, right above my room. He's banging this stick on the ground and shouting in this peculiar language. And I came out and I saw he was standing there, just a little man, just in ordinary white pajama and kurta, looking very calm and peaceful. He had a red gamcha tied around his head, big, big stick, and in his hand, in a very relaxed way, he was carrying a piece of marble rock. And every now and again, when he'd see a monkey, he'd lunge back like this, and he'd pretend he was going to throw it, and then he would just relax again. And then another monkey, and he'd do it again, and I assume the monkeys don't get fooled completely by this, but they do seem to run away when they see that you have something in your hand. So I looked at his face and I saw that his demeanor was completely calm and composed. There was no anger there. There was no passion. There was no frustration in him. Even though he's making loud sounds, banging a stick and carrying a rock. So I suddenly understood a little bit more how it is here. You will have to deal with these different foreboding elements. But if you're in the right consciousness, which as Maharaj said, it's to open the eyes. You don't have to examine things with your intelligence and study and analyze them. Just observe. Just look around you. Be alive to Govardhan. And you will all see, every one of you, I promise, in some way or another, Govardhan will speak to you. And he will assure you in some funny, odd, humorous, strange way that he will take care of you. And even if Krishna goes and everyone is crying, Giriraj remains here as the firm, solid, kindly friend of all the devotees. So if you understand him in the inner sense, in relationship to the pastimes of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, or if you just observe him in the outer sense, he will reveal to you a very personal way of dealing. So this is all that I wanted to say, except one last little thing. I wanted to tell you, I like to make a prayer, and it's a simple prayer. I pray to Giriraj that I am a fallen fool from somewhere else, and now I consider myself part of this sophisticated materialistic world. But I want to see through the eyes of bhakti and not through the world's eyes. Vrindavan, I know, is a mysterious place, of spiritual significance, and it's more than I can understand. But I've been brought here by some inconceivable mercy. So please allow me to absorb as much as I can in what is happening while I am here. Please help me to recognize that there is spiritual energy working here, and allow me to turn my attention to Giriraj. Thank you, Hare Krishna.